mine is not a question as such, but I'm very glad that the Deputy Minister is here, because perhaps now we need to have a power problem. You know, having listened to PDECB talking about the control about how these products being controlled, I was just reminded now the problem that is facing us as people of Matatia, that water between Matatia and the suit is always causing a lot of problems to us as people of that area. Because sometimes it's not easy to control this product coming from the suit or from our area to the suit. And the problem that is facing us, actually, there is that one of the stock theft, something that always results in killings, because most of our people are killed in the mountains there. So it's a worrying factor for us as people of that area. And we have long been trying not to put an end to it, but without any success. So I wonder really, what is it now perhaps that can be done in order to put an end to that? Even the red boys now are almost killed every day in the mountains there. So we are afraid now even now to go and look or collect our cattle from the mountains or the livestock as it is. So it's a worrying factor. Then perhaps now it might be something that you can talk about. I'm not trying not to be specific about my area, but now I just reminded of it when we talk about this control measures on the borders, when we talk of the products. But now we've got that problem. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, sir. We have questions or inputs that Honorable Members have made. I'm going to allow the CEO to both the CEOs. The other one is not here. The CEO of, or the chair here of the Marketing Council. Okay, the chair is here. Or the board member will be responding to the question.
Honorable Member, yeah, I feel like Home Alone now, that movie that was seen in the movies a couple of years ago. I'll answer to the questions from my perspective, and further detail we can give later if this is not sufficient. The first one, the focus on Africa. Actually, the focus that the Marketing Council has on economic analysis is not only on Africa, but also on other emerging markets, because that's where the economic growth in the world is located. Even though it's from a low base, it's a good principle to know exactly what's happening in those markets, and then not to pack all your eggs in one basket. And I can, if we can take the citrus as an example, if there is a problem with a country that they don't want to or can't import from a specific product, from a specific area, and you haven't developed other markets over a period of time, you can end up in trouble. Further to that, the principle shouldn't just be in exporting raw material. The principle should also be what we've discussed earlier today, to see if there's any way that you can do beneficiation locally, add value here, and then export it to the international market. You've got a lot of forward and backward linkages with regard to that, not only producing a raw material and exporting it as such, but you can convert it to product that you can export to the international market, and there's some examples of that. With regard to the question about the role of benchmarking in fighting poverty, One of the examples there that took place recently is in the poultry industry, and the whole investigation that took place there. And the question was, is poultry being dumped in South Africa? So for example, is it sold at lower prices than what it's being produced internationally? So all the different parts of the program basically built like stones on each other, or like a puzzle that fit into each other. That's for example MERC, the Markets and Economic Research Center, value chain studies to see is there advantage in the price and the way they can produce maize, or in the soybean industry, or in the genetics that they use in the poultry industry. Is it just certain cuts that's coming to South Africa and the higher value cuts staying behind there? Therefore, you need to do the trade analysis, the Agri-Benchmark initiative, to enable ITAC, which is the International Trade Administration Commission, to get all that info to make an informed decision. At the end, South Africa is part of the World Trade Organization as well, and even though we are part of BRICS, if you can't make an emotional decision, you need to make an informed decision. Otherwise, they can take us to the international court and say this people is not playing ball. With regard to the question about Lucerne, the area in which the pilot is done is the Taung area. A lot of Lucerne, in any case, does well in that area. Exports also take place from that area. And the idea about programs like that is to, if the pilot is successful, you can smooth out all the growing pains, and then you can roll it out on other areas in other provinces as well. With regard to research, and the example of franchises and what can happen, for example, the potato one that was discussed there, from my personal experience, and I've worked for the Department of Agriculture, academic institution, cooperatives, and I'm now in the corporate industry, and I'm also doing procurement. So what we do when you tackle something like that, you need to tackle not just the supply side of the value chain, but the entire value chain. So I can't say that all companies is doing that, but in the examples that I'm involved in, and that the same principles that's applied in the Marketing Council, is to get involved in the seed industry. So example, getting top genetics. Then if it's seed that's directly planted, it's supplied to the people that's contracted on pre-season contracts beforehand. They know exactly what is the quality parameters to which they should deliver. They're getting agricultural advice and backup services to be able to meet that. And so it's a walkthrough from A to Z. Nobody in a structured value chain can think that they're going to get 1,000 tons of product from BE producers, for example, and if it's not available to the standards, then they are short on their deliveries. You've got a problem with covering overhead costs. You need to replace that quantity. So it's critical that portion should be very, very well structured. With regard to SIP 11 and the questions around that, that's a huge program that the NAMC and the National Department is working together on. And I think with regard to that, it will, my suggestion would be that we set up a separate meeting for that and go through all the steps and all the different projects in all the different provinces. I don't have that detail with me at this stage. Then there was a question on or a comment about peanut butter and why some product needs to be imported from Brazil. South Africa, for a recent time, was a net importer of peanuts, even though South Africa was a net exporter of peanuts in a number of years ago. A lot of investment took place in the industry the last 3 years, and if you look at the crop statistics for the recent crop in the summer production region, you will see that it's basically double what it was last year. And last year was the lowest in history, and that was basically the turning point for the industry. So I can't see that there's anybody that needs to import product now, and that's a classical example of a step-by-step process where you need to invest in an industry, work together in value chains, change the circumstances in the industry in such a way that it's not necessary to import, but rather to add value in South Africa, export and foreign exchange. I don't know if I've omitted any specific questions. If I did, you're welcome to ask again.
Are we not allowing them to finish with their response? You have the CEO of...
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of points of clarity quickly. My colleagues from PPCB told me I didn't make myself clear when I spoke just now. We don't get any assistance financially from Treasury. All our income is raised from customers, just in case I didn't make that clear. The socioeconomic impact of the business, we talked about 20 billion rand coming in. I think, importantly, a percentage of that will be eligible for tax, so that goes into the state purse. Also, there's probably in horticulture, which is half of the GDP, if agriculture is 3%, I would think 1.5%. I understand in the fruit industry alone, 276,000 jobs attached to that horticultural industry. So I suppose one could look at it in the other way and say if we didn't have that export component, what would happen to those jobs, which are largely rural? So I think the socioeconomic impact is there. And then just to confirm that last year the groundnut industry was decimated by a drought, so we had to import. We lost a lot of income as an organization because of that drought. But I agree with Andres, there's no need for people to import. You couldn't do it. The crop's looking very good this year. And macadamias, by the way, is the next best opportunity. So I know that a lot of farmers in the north have been planting macadamias furiously for market opportunities. So it's a good product to get into right now. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, if I can just add,
okay.
Just in terms of economic contribution, export markets is generally high value markets. So what we should perhaps focus on is how we can take emerging farmers to mainstream commercial farmers and take them to those high-value markets to earn additional income. That is one strategy one can consider for them to become mainstream. Generally, people export or producers export because you can double your income as to what you can do on the local market, and that's the difference. Thank you, Chair.
Dairy, consumers need to be able to add to it. But like, I think that they have, I'm just giving the assurance that there is a mechanism. But again, it's only about 40% of what APAC can do is funded. But there is this instrument where we all can work together. And not only ourselves, provincial departments, entities with partners, but we can our plans, and the sector and commodities that work.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Honourable Member, you wanted the floor.
Yes, Chair. Seeing that the chairperson and the CEO are no more here, I think this one it's very much important because I'm saying it as it is a part of the programs pronounced by the President. And under the theme radical change, it is very clear that Unifat wants a radical change in practice. That is why I'm saying it is very key that this issue of local, small farming communities must actually be brought very quickly and is urgent. Now, I have said to the CEO, we want to see the implementation of that. If it is part of the APP, that's fine. We will wait for the APP, and that time we will expect a very clear plan on how this thing is going to happen. The AU thing, the SADC thing, because that is part of the call by the President. And I think while we are saying this, statements like local and international markets are very open statements that appear every year. There's no document that maybe you can read out of this institution that is not talking about that, but it is a rhetoric. Now we are saying, President has said, this must happen. That is why the President was pronouncing, he was giving a program. Now I'm saying, if we are saying we are really going to radically change, it must start now by us in the department. And we have all agreed, I think, since from morning today to say no. Now we are clear on how the changes are going to be brought, because it's no more about talks, it's about practice. So I'm saying on record to the DG that please make it a point that they receive the message that is really expected, and especially in their APPs, so that when we check in the next meeting, we have got a very clear a program on how it is going to happen. We want to make sure that we respond to the call this time. I thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I'm going to allow the Deputy Minister to say the last minute before we go. I can see you are very exhausted.
Yeah. Chairperson, thanks. It's a question of putting your ducks in a row in your head. Quite several things. I'm sure as you go forward, you begin to sift them and understand. But when I was biting the DG's ear here, he said, we've got this three-legged pot as this government designated to this sector and the elected people. I loved what he said, to say opposition and no opposition. People must eat. So, Jefferson, the answer is on three legs. Do we provide food to such an extent that you create food security? Do we provide jobs with the emphasis of the youth and women? There is a point that I don't want to lose.
that you raised the other day where we were talking, to say there is a problem of women and youth, and you forget that there are women in youth. When it comes to youth, we brush aside the women portion of life. Thirdly, do we provide on the wealth on the GDP? So those are the three main questions that whatever we do, we'll have to answer. The second one of the job and the first one goes with a lot of ideology, Honorable Chair. You know, if you go to the education, we're struggling with maths and science when it comes to our kids. And you forget that it was rigidly made that way, that it must be difficult for an African or a black to do mathematics. Now it looks like we're dumb. It looks like we're dumb. When it was structured that way, that don't do mathematics. It has been always a taboo for an African to understand agriculture as a friendly terrain, or basically, blacks in South Africa has been difficult to understand agriculture as a friendly terrain. Now we sit here and we wonder why our youth doesn't want agriculture. We had, remember, we're giving slogans about farmers. I'm not going to repeat those slogans here. It needs to be a very focused, political-led program, that area, to say, now we are there. It can't just come next day, can't just come tomorrow. Now we are there. We're saying to the youth that we said stay away from them, or they realize that there was no need to be there, now they must be there. And the answer is one on that. We cannot dent unemployment if youth doesn't come in agriculture, no way. That is where the big growth of and the big absorption will be. So it's important that we take that and we make sure that it happens as a big project of this government and public representatives, by the way. And there are elements thereof that need to happen. Chairperson, all individuals on this sector will have to relook and have what you call introspection. You know, we sit here, we talk about the food security. And we sit here and there are people that talk about profits when it comes to agriculture. They go to the business and that's the job. If it happens that there is a food security, let it be. But they are there for one and one thing only, to make money. So let's not talk as if those things don't exist. Now, some people measure, do I create food security or do I make money? And some people be more about food security. But you need to come together and you say make money, but also make food security going forward. We will need the support of things we had here today. But looks like themselves will need the support of us going forward. That support will be mutual. The minister is very scared, and I agree with him, of the climate change, and which tells you that science is going to be trying to fight on that going forward. The two members, they asked about the PPP, BPP. they asked about local and international market. The crux of the matter, we've got two markets. We've got international and national markets. International markets was produced the best for them. I was joking when the presentation was making that I'll buy my food from overseas because I know they get better than me. So that's the crux of the matter, that we must make this international market, which is highly, highly contested at the present moment. There is no room of maneuvering, there is no room of mistake, according to some people's standards somewhere, but it is so. Can't change it for now. But ours is to local market, to produce food, but not only produce food, to produce wealth and create jobs. You see, there is this theory, Che, as if the small farmers, the small holders should forever remain so. No. They must outgrow that level and new people come in. And the government cannot wish that happen without a proper and a big support of the government to that. So this government will pick up pieces and say we'll be big in this project of small farmers moving to the big industry and becoming commercial farmers. And there where the youth is going to grow. Speaking to the Research Council CEO, they talk beautiful stories. The question was raised, does to all these elements go to the original people to the masses down there? I think it's both technical and political, Jefferson, to say we pick these things and we run with them to make sure that individually and collectively people produce food to live. As I'm rounding up, the government remains the government. Many things that as an agricultural can sit here down here and complain about, they will only happen with the integration, back to your point, honorable member. You see, most of the things you complain about of international markets and all that, they've got very little to do with agriculture. They all have to do with DTI. Especially the market. They might be supporting and all that this entity. But at the end of the day, it's not agriculture per se that goes and negotiate that. So this integration, I will urge Share and the members to say maybe the government departments must be forced with this integration when they're supposed to work together. Maybe starting with the portfolio committees and all that. Somehow, who's doing this job must do it. The latest point that has been done here, that has been said, is a safety and criminality within agriculture. We should be dealing with the security agencies in dealing with those matters, starting from the sea, by the way, from the ocean. Because agriculture per se cannot deal with the matters of crime in ocean alone. There are agencies that are supposed to do that. When is that integration? You go to these small farmers, you find that there is a big portion of public works that is supposed to supply some infrastructure there. Department of Transport, Chair, is big in farming. Department of Transport is big on, because there are rivers that you are not going to cross if bridges aren't there. There are areas that you are not going to reach if roads are not there. So integration will help. Agriculture can go and camp to these places. They camp alone
without any support, it won't help. But let's commit, DG is here, the minister is here, we're here. Let's commit that we will do our portion. We'll do our portion and make sure that what is our mandate happens. And our mandate should be kept. One thing that we'll have to deal with, I know it's not much, there should be not a cent rollover in this department. So that we ask you to accompany us to get that 10%. I'm sure it will be very difficult to get that 10% if we come with a cent rolled over. And we will need that 10%. We will need to use every and any skill that we can amass, including these entities that we're here. We will have to put a lot of assistance, a lot of help with the projects that will give food, will grow people, will invite youth to come on us. So let's comment with the last word that says, maybe the time of hit and miss has come. Because you are not going to walk as a young person, I'm not saying I am, if you don't stand up and fall. Sometimes the government want to find things too much instead of trying error methods to be there, to begin to work. I'm sure there'll be very less errors. But again, we won't be able if we talk too much. Chairperson, the DG and all of us who have agreed to that, we'll have to be very brutal with accountability and covering the ground. Be brutal with ourselves. I like the police. Besides that, there is not much work because you give order and go on. I like them when they work on their stakes. Police, they say, there will be 5 police stations that will be built. The report back must say you build 5 or failed. I think that's the way of we must say we produced this food and we failed or we did. We'll plow, as you're saying, of million hectares. There must be a reason why we're not doing those hectares. But we must put in a way that is simple, calculated. As APP, that has been demanded, has been listening. Let's stick to that APP as it comes in that particular year. You said you will do 1, 2, 3. Where is 2? Why are you at 2? Where is 3? So that is simple and we go for it. Youth already has started to be on agriculture. There are pockets of youth dealing with this. What we have not done is to coordinate them and propel them going forward. I'm sure we'll be getting quite plenty of them coming to us. Abo mama, abo baba, that can't work because they don't have the means. Your prayer of watering there must be helped. I'm sure I agree with the APP. You must tell us it's a marching order, actually, the APP. And we must march accordingly. But, Chairperson, we are rest assured. This department, with you leading, and us here, is going to be shining to everybody will want to be in agriculture very soon.
I think it has been a very good meeting. I'm told that historically you will not have this peaceful discussion. That's why the media people have left so early. So tomorrow it might be in the headlines that is a portfolio committee
Arubam Chin or Rambam Chin. And we want to put the message very clear and appropriate to say that we understand what needs we are looking for as this portfolio committee. And we want to thank the department because you have actually responded to our questions. What is remaining is the real work on the ground. That's where we are going to. I said to Minister that DCP that will buy the leather glass because we have money. We'll have our own plastic glass. We'll put stone inside so that we can fill them as we are going to come on the ground and take in the real work on the ground. But we want to to remind the department that the NDP is giving you a mandate. I want to quote it. It says that the department should improve efforts towards realizing a food trade supply with one third produced by small scale farmers or households, and to ensure household food and nutrition security. And therefore it is imperative for departments to begin to see how the federal government is going to respond to this mandate. And federal government, a very good program which needs monitoring and managers of agriculture on the field, not in the offices. Let's attend to issues of mechanization as honorable members have raised. And these are the immediate things that you don't have to wait for the portfolio committee to when we call you again, because September we are starting. You must have your manure and seeds ready. And now we are told that you've got research council which actually should assist provinces to say this is what you should actually focus on planting in your area. You don't have to plant grapes in my village because they won't grow because the soil is not whether it's not been prepared or it's not fit or suitable for that plant. We have talked about plant and disease management. Let your veterinary services department make awareness to farmers. They must know that you have this service. You know, partnership is about people understanding your service and coming into partnership and bringing those animals. And we know now that you can manufacture this. Because we didn't know, now we know that this department can manufacture the vaccine for this animal, and therefore we'll come to you with that understanding. And what they, it's important for you to get your house in order to make sure that provinces, using your conditional grant, they must procure to your own entity. Unlike when they go outside your entity and buy things that they're not even working, because you could imagine how long we've been fighting for this, managing this disease. But if there has been a coordination, you would not have a problem. And as your Deputy Minister, the issue of intergovernmental relations is very key for us to realize this, all these objectives, starting from your conditional grant. We have requested that, how do you look at to integrate this support that you give into your entities and small farmers, and you are still working on those things. We welcome that. But what is important is monitoring of this conditional grant.
whether they are utilized to its own purpose as planned, because we must actually see the fruits of this conditional grant on the ground and making sure that our farmers get support. And the last thing that was not spoke much is on disaster management. It's one of the key areas that is killing our smallholder farmers, because the process takes long time. We don't know how to subscribe the process such that the intervention is being realized immediately. There are those challenges on the ground. We know that there should be accountability from both governments, your local, provincial, and national. But the process and the time, that national response, it doesn't help the particularly the small rural farmers. If we can work on the mechanism that will actually get the process to be a little faster. I don't know how it could be, but it's something that is problematic. And we know now that you have entities to even to look for markets. You've mentioned that there is a wealth food program where the smallholder farmers are benefiting. We're saying there is a lot of market that you can investigate. Let's, through the action plan that we have talked about, DG, let's see. This is the roadmap to realize those action plans. And the policy interventions that are needed, we are ready to push them from our side. As legislation, and members have made their input. We'll be going to debate, and indeed there is good story to tell, and we hope this good story will not end up in the bottom. You know, there is a tendency of telling the good story in the boardroom, but when you go outside, there is bad story where you find that there is nothing. Because we'll be saying, hey, that's our name. It's very important for people to go there, there's nothing. There is a program to support, to maximize the bad disaster. Equally, Northern Cape, people go there, nothing. So and we are saying that we are going to work with this department for this. We're given opportunities to work with this department, and we will do that without fear and favor. Where we have to fight, we will fight. But where you are doing the good story and good work, we'll tell. It will be up. But we'll appreciate if you can continue to feedback and we don't, you know, hide information for members, and we then place you today, tomorrow the newspaper issue something. You know, there is a lot of transparency in this government. Actually, we are now naked. So we will go out and say, this is what the department is doing. In the morning, the headline say something else. And we don't want to manage crisis. We've learned a lot from managing crisis, because we lose focus. We want to see the work going where it's supposed to go, and the support, we maximize the support from all our entities, and marshalling all the forces.
resources, including provinces and